Good morning. This is Klaus presenting you with the most important news from a fishbowl worldview. Today is the 1st of January 2025, and let's dive straight in with those pesky government shenanigans, shall we? In Argentina, President Javier Milei is steering towards fiscal sanity, proposing laws against the government monetizing the public deficit. Imagine that! A government trying to not inflate its currency into monopoly money. Bravo! Oh, Milei, central banks should be taken to task far more often. Now, over to good old Blighty, where hundreds of millions have been sapped from drivers' wallets by London councils through low-traffic neighbourhood fines. 2 million charges since 2019, in fact. Quiet streets or silent wallets? My friends, it reeks of a cash grab. Meanwhile, in China, the regulatory noose is tightening yet again as banks are ordered to track more data about cross-border crypto transactions. What a surprise! Trust in the government? Nein. Danke. And oh, look. Over in sunny Texas, Hive Digital is moving its HQ to capitalize on what they call a supportive climate under Trump. I suppose it can't get any warmer when regulators aren't breathing down your neck, eh? Let's not forget our friend, Vitalik Buterin, who sent $170,000 flying to Tornado Cash developers for their legal woes. How awful that innovation must fight so hard against draconian oversight. Finally, consider these a call to arms. Bitcoiners of Switzerland, you might soon get to vote on whether your central bank should hold Bitcoin. How's that for decentralized power to the people? Thank you for joining me for the Fishbowl Daily. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time.